بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأكل طعاما في ستة من أصحابه فجاء عربي فأكله بلقمتين فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما إنه لو سمى لكفاكم. رواه التلميذ قال حديث حسن صحيح. عائشة رضي الله عنها the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was having a meal with six of his companions. Radiallahu ta'ala, a Bedouin Arabi came and ate up all the food in two bites. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, listen, had he taken the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the food will have sufficed all of you. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was having a meal with six of his companions. A Bedouin came and ate up all the food in two bites. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, listen, had he taken the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the food will have sufficed all of you. النبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا رفع مائدته قال الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه غير مكفين ولا مودع ولا مستغنى عنه ربنا. البخاري. أبو أمامة رضي الله عنه says that when the table was cleared, the stakan was cleared before the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he will make the following supplication. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه غير مكفين ولا مودع ولا مستغنى عنه ربنا. All praises due to Allah, praises which are pure, blessed and not considered to be sufficient or a sustainer. We are neither sending off this food nor do we consider ourselves independent of it. Bukhari. عن معاذ بن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أكل طعاما فقال الحمد لله الذي أطعمني هذا ورزقنيه من غير حول مني ولا قوة غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. رواه أبو داود الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. هذا معاذ بن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, whoever eats food and says the following words, his past sins are forgiven. الحمد لله الذي أطعمني هذا ورزقنيه من غير حول مني ولا قوة. All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who fed me this and provide it to me without any power and might from me. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever eats food and says the following words, his past sins are forgiven. Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqani min ghayri hawli minni wa la quwwa. All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who fed me this and provided it to me without any power and might from me. So there's something called barakah, blessing. Without the name of Allah, there's no blessing. In fact, shaitan partakes of something, the blessing is all gone. So Rasulullah said, if this Arabi read Bismillah, it suffices all of you. Barakah is something which is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, placed in something which a person may not see. So a person sees that much food, he has that much money, but there's no barakah in it. So barakah is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Rasulullah s.a.w. and many sahabas ate from this much. Allah kept putting barakah in it, blessings in it. So today, if a person, if sometimes, you know, we think that how come there's not enough? Because then somebody didn't read Bismillah. Everybody should read Bismillah. And also, shaitan partakes of the food as we read in the other hadith. This is dua when lifting the table here, meaning the ma'idah, the tablecloth, or the spread where you put the food on. Rasulullah used to eat on a leather spread or a spread that he used to put food on. Like we have dastarkhan, we call it in Urdu, Gujarati, or we tablecloth, you know, or the paper, whatever we put. So when Alhamdulillah, hamdan kathiran tayyib mubarakun fi ghayri makfin wa la muwaddin wa la mustaghna hu rabbuna. This is a dua that we should read. So much abdiyat and tawadhu. The food is being uplifted, meaning taken up. Now a person making dua, Allah, we're not ghani of this food. This is why Rasulullah SAW, even any little particle that fell, he would clean it and eat it. In fact, it says, don't leave it for shaitan, la tada'a li shaitan. But it's also Rasulullah abdiyat too. He would lick the plate, lick the fingers. All this is in sunnah. For an akulu kama ta'kulu al-abd, I eat like a slave eats. Rasulullah SAW said, I eat. He never leaned like this. You know, when we sit on chairs and we lean back, we shouldn't. First of all, we're not even supposed to sit on chairs unless a person has uzar. And sometimes a person's in a quick... No, it's not. I'm not saying it's haram, but a person... So leaning, Rasulullah never leaned. He ate three ways, like this, and like this, or like this. And you know, this is the best things for belly. people say obese. If you eat like this, you eat like this, and you eat like this. The night before, my sheikh, Hazrat Sheikh Abu Bakr, Allah says, "My Yusuf had a heart attack." Then after that, 10 days he was in the hospital. And he didn't eat, sleep, nothing. He was just on a machine. I mean, his life was gone for about, and probably in Sakrat, 10 days. Like Rasulullah had very severe Sakrat. Some people, well, who have connection with the Ummah, probably even ask for something like that to make it easy upon the Ummah. Rasulullah had very severe Sakrat. It doesn't show that a person is a sinner. So 10 days after that, but just the night before, on Saturday night, in the basement of Mu'abid's house, he was eating like this. And Hazrat Mawlana Islam al-Haqsab, Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Islam al-Haqsab, the one I studied, Sahih Bukhari, in Medina Munawwara, on the 28th of Ramadan Mubarak, he passed away. 27, was it the 26th night when we were having food with him, he was eating like this. And he had white beard, meaning he was over 80, 90 years old. He was a ustaz of my sheikh, of my father-in-law. On my father-in-law's certificate, it is graduation, he has my ustaz, the one I studied Bukhari Sharif, his sign on it. One Islam al-Haqsab, rahmullah alayhi. And that's why Allah gives such a death. But like this. Today we learn a lot, but we don't act upon it. Everybody eats like this. Rasulullah ate like a servant. You know, slave, abdiyat. You know, this is why we sit like this. This is a very abdiyat way. Huh? It's a very abdiyat way. And my shaykh in his life, he done such mujahada. He used to give dars like this for 2-3 hours. His bayan like this for 2-3 hours. I can't, and my legs start hurting. In his last years of his life, he always ate food like this. I've seen, just I told you, just the 10 days before he had the heart attack, because then after that 10 days, he was eating food like this. Rasulullah, look at the dua he makes. Wala mustaghna anhu rabbuna. Oh Allah, we're not ghani, we're not independent of the food that you've given us here, Allah. Lick the fingers, lick the bowl. And today, imagine you try to lick a plate in the restaurant. See how much food is wasted. See how much you go to weddings, you go to all that. This is all a gains. Who cares if people think whatever? Lick the plate. Lick it. Who cares? This is why a sahabi said, "Atatruk sunnata habibi liha wa la ilhamu qa." Should I forsake the sunnah of my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of these idiots? Today, this is why we have the downfall. Because we, other things, people see, people think. Who cares what people think? Who cares what people think? Even science will prove all the sunnah to be totally right. But Rasulullah's dua, look how much abdiyat, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, kathirun, tayyur. If a person, look at the dua, all praises due to Allah, praises which are pure, blessed, and not considered to be sinful. Oh, our sustainer, we are neither sending off this food, nor do we consider ourselves independent of this food. Rasulullah ate with so much like abdiyat. Allah, you've given us this food, alhamdulillah. Huh? Today we waste food. And here, this dua, you know, I mentioned this before too, alhamdulillah, you know, Allah gives us food to eat, and we eat to our fill. Who gives us? Allah gives us. And then, we're full of sins. With that food, with that thing, we do sins 24 hours with our eyes, ears, nose, everything, we're doing sin, sin, sin. Right? Our thoughts, polluted thoughts all the time. So, Allah's given you food to eat, and all day you've been doing sin with all that strength and food that you had. Huh? We think that we read Salat with Jamaat and read what's Maulana talking about sins. Well, I don't know. I'm full of sins, meaning that we're all full of sins. And that is the Al-Kabir al-Makshaykh said, a person, 1 second, if he is ghafil from the remembrance of Allah, this is Akbarul Kabair, the major sin, greatest of sins. 1 second, a person is ghafil from the dhikr of Allah. And I'm like that 24 hours. I don't know about you. Meaning that, when do we do zikr? When do we have istizhar of hadith? When do we? If a person says, I do it all the time, well, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. This is why the Qabir al-Shaykh, the teeth pass and fast. Everything, you see them. I've seen my shaykh, he's sitting there, Allahu, Allahu, all the time. Rasulullah, when he came out of the washroom, he read Kufranak, alhamdulillah. He made istighfar there, because I can't do zikr in the washroom, in the toilet, when I've gone for the call of nature. So this is how much zikr we're supposed to be doing. So look at the dua. Allah's given us food, you ate your food, and then غفر لهم ما تقدم من ذنبي. Sins are forgiven. What dua? Alhamdulillah الذي أتمني هذا ورزقنيه من غير حول مني ولا قوة. Even there's so much abdiyat and so much humbleness. All praises for Allah who has given me this food. the roti that you have in front of you, the bread that you have in front of you. وَرَزَقْنِيهِ has given me this as it is. مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلِ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ without any effort, without any of my strength that I have this food in front of me. Now all of us think, what effort did we do for the rain to come down? Allah says it. Allah sending rain down. This is from just today I read. أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَنْتُمْ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ مِنَ الْمُنْزِلُونَ You think you put it down? We put it down. Just right now before with Hafiz Munsif, we're doing our Quran. And I just read this in Surah Waqia. أَنْتُمْ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ Did you send down this rain? If Allah doesn't send rain for 1 year, what will happen to us in Canada? The fields will become dry in the summer. Everything will be dry. No. So now, the rain Allah sent down. The wheat or the flour, whatever, joke, whatever we use, barley or whatever type of bread you eat, whatever type of roti you ate, Allah grew it. The farmer put the seed, this and that. Hundreds of hands, and that roti and that bread is in front of you. Hundreds of hands, and the whole makhluk, creation of Allah, there was an angel with every drop of rain that came down. Can you imagine? How many makhluk did Allah put this min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa? Without any effort on me, Allah, you've given this food to me. People, you know, sometimes I don't even have the istidhar, Allah give me too. But sometimes if a person does istidhar of the du'as of Rasulullah, it will actually make you cry that, Allah, Allah, what do we have in front of us? When do we do shukr? Are we true people of shukr? And think about it, that this food that we have in. And then after you read this, your sins are forgiven. Alhamdulillah. Your sins are forgiven. What minor sins? What major sins you do istighfar? And then when you wear clothes, you read, Alhamdulillah, alladhi kasani hada. Allah, all praises for Allah who's given me this to wear. Min ghayra hawli minni wala quwwa. You know, people who wear pure cotton clothes, you know, sometimes made in Bangladesh, made in this country, made in... You know what cotton is? It's a piece. Have you seen? You've seen cotton? I don't know. Older people have seen cotton, but the people who've never grew up in Canada, you haven't seen where cotton grows and this and that. What field does it go for? Who picked it? Who think, where did it go? And now you have a t-shirt, 100% cotton, roots or whatever, 100%. Yeah? Where did that cotton, where did you get this? Where do you get these clothes from? How many hands? Ajeeb, Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes enables us to do muraqabah, meditation, of these ni'mat and think and these sunnahs of Nabi Kareem. So Allah give us the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bring good decision. Allah enable us to do shukr. And when you, at least if you don't know all these du'as, say Alhamdulillah, say Bismillah. Everybody knows Bismillah, everybody knows Alhamdulillah. And if you can learn the du'as, and in your life there's many, many things to do. So one thing to do is to learn these du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 24 hours, learn these du'as and try to read them. Try to read this du'a. When you're lifting the dust, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, and somebody in the house who knows, read it loudly, remind the others. When we eat, you know, the little ones in your house, your little, if you have a little daughter or a little son who's very small, then teach them. Say, oh, I forgot. Teach your child. My little Humira, I said to her all the time, oh, I forgot, remind me the dua. So then they remember, they have to remind dad. Even if you remember, this is the way you make them practice. Oh, I forgot the dua. Humaira, why didn't you tell me? So she'll say, alhamdulillah. So they'll read the dua. Why? If everybody, somebody in the house is doing dhikr, because we're in ghaflat. When we go home, we're all in ghaflat. But if we remind each other, the wife sometimes loudly, she says the dua, the husband says the dua, sometimes the children especially, they say the dua loudly. They give them like, oh wow, you're reminding me the dua, they become happy. Huh? They become happy, and then they always remember. And we will forget. They never forget. Children will never forget to say Bismillah. So when we eat, try to eat together. Today, that's another problem we have. So look at the Rasulullah with six sahabas. We don't eat together. Father eats at this time. At least one meal of the day, try to eat together. Maybe afternoon meal, we're at work. But if we're home at the supper meal, night meal, we should try to all eat together. There's a lot of barakah. So Allah enable us to follow these sunnahs. Allah bring down barakah for the whole ummah. Allah bring good decisions now. SubhanAllah.